Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Good evening and welcome to Nick Humphries Medium Show. I am your host, Nick Humphries, for the next 2 hours, well, an hour and 55 minutes. So it's 9:04 here. Welcome everybody that's listening across the across the world, across the globe, and everybody that's in the chat room so far. Obviously, we do know now that actually what happens is for the first hour, nobody comes in, and then everybody comes in the last 10 minutes. So it's just out of experience. It's what we've noticed. So what I'll do is I'll give you the telephone number you can call to come into the show to get a reading, which is 760-283-4611. That's for the States. Anywhere outside the States, you just prefix 001, and then you obviously dial 760-283-4611. Please be aware that is a chargeable call outside the States, so please get Bill Pair's permission if you do not own that telephone line. Alternatively, you can call into the show via Skype, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And when you go on, so you just log on to the show, and then you see a little box that says Skype, and you just come into the show. So you can do it that way. It's free of charge. So, well, as you all know, obviously I like to talk about things that I've been doing and things that are up and coming within the first half hour of the show before I go into the readings. So what have I been doing? Well, what haven't I been doing? I've been doing the roadshow. Obviously, that was the biggest part of the news, isn't it? I've done the roadshow with the lovely Mike Davis on Saturday in the Castle Hotel in Neath in Wales. Fantastic day. Really great day. Met loads of lovely people. And the evening was just awesome. I really enjoyed the evening. Full of energy, lovely energy. And, It was a good laugh. There was lots of laughs, not many tears, which is good. I've been told that I make too many people cry when I do my readings, but hey, you know, when you link it to your loved ones in the spirit world, it's bound to make you cry, isn't it? So, but it's been really busy actually over the last few days as well. Been organising new shows that are coming up. So obviously, there's a new tour going to start. But before I start the new tour, I have to finish the old tour. So where am I going to be next? Well, actually, the old tour, I say the old tour because it's still the current tour, actually finishes, last date is on the 6th of April in Runcorn at the Brindley Theatre. Fantastic theatre, really great. It's £10 a ticket or £9 concession. And I know there's still seats left. And all the information is on Facebook, which is International Medium Nick Humphreys, or on my website, which is www.nick-humphreys.com. Okay, Pam, don't worry. Obviously, Pam's just saying she's going to have to go because she's just had a call from her son. She's got to make a dash. But also, organising other stuff. If you are on my Facebook page, International Medium Nick Humphreys, please like it. Because you will see actually that I am in a recording studio on Tuesday. That's if my voice holds out. I hope it does. So I can't tell you too much about what I'm doing, but I am recording some material, and it's not me singing. Let's just say that. At least I don't think so. So I'm spending 3 hours in a recording studio, and then I'm on Saturday, this Saturday, coming, I'm actually in having a photo shoot, so to have some new studio photos done for my website, publicity, radio shows, and TV. Did I say TV? I think I did. But there might be something coming up with TV. We don't know. I was doing a reading on Saturday, and the lady said, "Oh dear, are you on TV?" I said, "No, sweetheart, I'm not on TV." She went, "Well, you should be." So I was like, "Thank you very much. That's very kind of you to say so." But also, let's go a bit further on, okay? Because obviously, next month is March, okay? And then 16th of March. Now you're going to have to forgive me on this. She's not in the chat room. I'm quite surprised she's not in the chat room. Okay, you're going to have to forgive me on this pronunciation, okay? But I'm actually in Norway. Okay, on the 16th of March, I'm at the Alternative Enhet Kurs and Therapist Center, okay, in Knarvik. And it basically is the Alternative Unit and Therapist Center in Knarvik in Bergen, okay, which is in Norway. I'm doing a whole host of stuff there. I'm doing trance teaching and demonstration. I'm doing trance healing teaching and demonstration. I'm doing healing to the public. And so if you want to get in contact, or have, if you are in Norway and you are listening, which I know a very good few friends out there now that are going to be listening, okay, I'm going to give you some details, okay, because you're going to need to book in to see me, because it gets booked up very, very quickly, okay? So you're going to need to call the lovely lady called Bertha. Now, you've heard her on our show. She was on my show last week. Fantastic lady, okay? And it's a fantastic centre as well. So all you need to do is, wherever you are, it's +47 919 95835. I'll say that again, okay? So this is, you are actually calling her mobile, okay, to book in to come and see me, either for a demonstration, workshop, whatever I'm doing over there. You can book in, you can talk to this lovely lady. Her English is very good, okay? But it's +47 919 95835. Or alternatively, you can go to the email, and I'll spell the email out for you, okay? It's birthero@outlook.com. Okay, so it's birthero@outlook.com. So you can contact Bertha, okay? And obviously, as I've said before, to book in. It's Norway. I'm there from the 16th to the 21st of March. Okay, you can look at the events page on my Facebook page, International Medium Nick Humphreys. Okay, and alternatively, www.nick-humphreys.com, to come and see me. Cause it's going to be a great 5 days. A great 5 days. I was about to say it might be extended, but I don't think it will. Not this time around. I know she's lovely, and she never wants us to leave. So. She's so sweet. But I've been, I've just been busy. It's just going crazy. I'm planning, obviously, the return to India as well. So that's in process. So obviously, you can come and see me in India. Why not? Come and see me in India. It'd be great. And but there are other shows that will be happening. It's all in the mix at the moment. Now, you've heard me mention about an events planner, organizer and planner that I am dealing with, okay? And her name is Angela Howe, okay? You can look her up on Facebook, Angela Howe. Events, it's AH Events Planner, okay? I'm sure that's what it is, Facebook page. And she is doing stuff in the background for me, like getting me events and so on. And I know I'm going to Gloucester, the King's Theatre, which is probably the summertime. And then we're going to be going up to the Nova Centre again, okay? I'll say again, because obviously I've been there before, and the same as King's Theatre. Two fantastic venues that I really enjoyed being at. And I'm just going to expand it a little bit. So we're just going to see what happens. But just keep an eye on my Facebook pages and also my website as well. But also you can go to now I'm gonna actually, if she's online, okay, if she can just message me her website address, okay, for AH Events, then I will announce it, because it's always nice to do that, okay. So there you go, and even in the chat room. No, you forgot the R and the O-N. So, just talking to my producer. He's forgotten the R and the O-N on the thing. So, right. So, you can go to www.ah-events-planner.co.uk. Okay? So, it's www.ah-event-planner.co.uk. Okay, great company. Great, okay, great person, great company. There you go. I think I should be charging for advertising space, don't you think? I think that might be an idea. So, I think it's like £5 for every time I say www.ah-event-planner.co.uk. so anyway, don't forget, March I'm in the alternative unit and therapy centre in Norway, Bergen. I can't wait. It's beautiful out there. So it would just be nice to see some new faces there. And also to, you know, what we like to do is support each other. Okay, and that's what we are when we're spiritual. We support each other. Okay, so it's like an exchange of energy. So somebody's going to do something for me, I'll do something back, that sort of thing. It's just the way it goes. And that's how society should be. You know, back in the medieval times and before that, it wasn't money, it was trade. You know, we traded you know, whatever it is, food for clothing or whatever it is. And you always hear the saying, you know, that when you go to the Far East or anything, you know, you sell your wife for 6 camels or something like that. You know, that sort of thing. But that's what happened, and that's not that I'm saying that's what should happen now. I would never sell my wife for 6 camels. 7 and 2 sheep, maybe. I'm joking. So, on that note, I think I'm going to go to the track just so I get smacked. So let's go to the track. Okay, I'm going to come back and talk some more gibberish. Now, I'll probably open the table lines and go for some readings. So let's go to our first track, and I shall speak to you in a minute. Do it. Change your mind.
problems and I'll be there. Show me the way to start. I'll call you.
Well, there you go. That's the wonderful Seal with Show Me. Fantastic, fantastic words. Do you know, I love Seal. I think he's a very spiritual person. So I was just thinking of something there. I can't remember what I was thinking of now. So that's what happens. Oh, yes, that's right. I was, will Nick be answering questions in queue? I will be answering, yes, if you're in a queue to get on, then hopefully I'll get to you. There you go. So if you're phoning in, obviously on 760-283-4611, I'll say it really quick, 760-283-4611, that's the number you need, or 001-760-283-4611, or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. There you go, that's my radio voice, my radio advert voice. So just having fun tonight. So yeah, I was on actually the lovely Matthew James' show yesterday. I don't know if you listened to that, and it was very ironic because we were doing readings, and then we were having a bit of a chat about how spirit can work with us, and or how they work with us, and how they test us, and how sometimes things don't work as they should do, or people don't accept the information. And because we were flowing through these readings yesterday, and then we got stumbled by this one lovely lady. Not that we were struggling with the readings, it's that the information we were giving wasn't being understood, but that's just the way it is. So it's just funny how spirit really do test the mediums to keep us on our toes, you know. But it's a fantastic way of dealing things. It's like... I suppose it's like being sneaky around your boss in the office, that sort of stuff. The boss will always keep your toes, that sort of thing. So, but you know, it's a way of life for me. I couldn't think of anything else that I could probably do. You know, I've had let's say shop assistant jobs and office assistant jobs and managerial roles in retail and. Stuff like that, and dog handling jobs and animal caring jobs, and but nothing compares. I mean, apart from the animal ones, because the animal ones were completely innocent. You know, you're looking after these innocent animals, caring for them, and especially the ones that have been abused in not so nice ways, and so on. So, but this job far beats anything I could ever comprehend of ever doing ever again in my life, or in this lifetime. You know, being able to link people to their loved ones in the spirit world that they've lost into the spirit world. And I say lost because we haven't. You know, we know where they are. You know, they've passed over to the spirit world. And to be able to give guidance on the lives that are around them. So it's a magical way of life. It's a very spiritual thing, and I've got to say this as well, that I was asked once in one of my live shows, when I was doing a theatre show, by one of the younger generation in the audience about God. Do you believe in God then? And I was like, well, it all depends on what you believe God is to be. You know, you may believe God is a man, or you may believe God is a woman, but I believe God is an energy of love, unconditional love. It's an innocent condition where we are born from the innocence to the earth plane, and it's one that we move back to after we've lived our earthly life. It's just an energy, because we are an energy. Everything that we have here on the earth plane is an energy. From the TV that we have, it's got its own energy, to a calendar on the wall or a plant, we're all energy. Crystals have got energy, computers have got energy, And some are negative energy, like Tiva negative energy, because nothing but negative comes out of them, really, if you think about it. So, but we are, our body is an energy. It's a vessel. It's pumping stuff around our body to make us work. But it's an energy. And when we pass on, our soul leaves that body as an energy into the spirit world, which is also energy. But we are able to reconnect to that energy in any sort of way, to even in a physical way, with trance mediumship and so on. Hey, I like that name, Spiritual Advancement R. Hello, Spiritual Advancement R. Welcome to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. I see you there in the chat room. Sorry, I'm just diverting from what I was saying. So, you know, we are all energy. Therefore, surely God would be an energy. Just a theory for you. Just a thought. Just a nightcap. So obviously, where do you need to catch me? I am on www.nick-humphries.com. I am also at International Medium Nick Humphries on Facebook. Please like my page. So I'm just being messaged now. Hang on. Really? You like that? Do you want me to do that again? I'm just being told by my producer that I've got a really good radio voice. So, right, I don't actually answer any questions in the chat room. I'm happy to do, like, I have a chat in the chat room, because that's what it's about. But if you want a question, sweethearts, okay, you need to phone into the show. Okay, 760-283-4611 or 001-760-283-4611 or www.blog. Here we go. www.blogtalkradio.com/mikespiritfm. There you go. Is that all right for you, Ken? That's our producer. Was that all right for you? So, sorry, laugh out loud. So I'm just having a bit of fun tonight. Sometimes we can't always sit here and be in the studio and be all gloom and doom, because we're not. It's not gloom and doom. It's about upliftment in our lives. That's what people need. We need upliftment. We need the energy to be right. We need it to be, you know, great, bouncing, bubbly, enjoyable. But I tell you, the energy on Saturday night was fantastic. Yeah, I've got to tell you this. I had this guy come forward, and I was doing a link for this lovely lady, and he came so close to me, he was making my fingers go funny, and I said, he used to play piano. And she went, yeah, he did. I said, yeah, no, he won't let go of my fingers because he wants to play piano. And I'm sure, thinking about it, if I had actually sat down, think about this, babes, if I had actually sat down in front of a piano, I wonder if I'd come out of a tune. Would have been interesting, wouldn't it? So there you go. I think that's one for the trance box. I think the cabinet, trance cabinet, bring through Beethoven or something like that. So anyway, I'm off my rocker tonight. Yeah, absolutely. Spirit are more alive than people know. And I think I'm on a buzz, actually. I think I'm buzzing around. Do you know why? Because at quarter past the hour, okay, quarter past eight, I had this craving for a bit of chocolate. And it's a very well-known supermarket over here in the UK, if you are listening abroad, okay, that are offering buy two and get two free on Easter eggs. So I was persuaded, with my arm being tied behind my back, to go down to this certain supermarket and hand over hard-earned money for two Easter eggs so we could have four Easter eggs, because obviously buy two, get two free. So there you go. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble tonight. Oh, dear. Yes. So I'd just like to say a few hellos to a few people that I know are listening. One is Bertha in obviously Norway. Hello, sweetheart. I know you're looking forward to me coming over. And Angela Howe, I know she's listening as well. I wonder if Renee's listening, but say hello to Renee anyway. And I think what we do is we'll go to the telephone lines, because that's what you all want, isn't it? You'd like to go to the telephone lines. People only come over Christmas. What? People only getting over Christmas? Oh, no. It is February. It's February the 26th already. Where has the year gone so far? Well, I've had an exciting year so far, and lots more to come. So I'll tell you what. I'll ask my producer who the next caller is. Any idea who the next caller is? Can we have a caller then, please, producer?
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm very well, yourself?
I'm excellent. Thank you for having your show today.
Thank you very much, sweetheart. Where are you calling from, and can I have your name?
New Jersey, and my name is Tina.
Your name's Tina?
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, sorry. My name is Rosie, and my name is Tina. So it's a bit of a bad line. Okay, Tina. So how can we help you this evening?
I would like to know what do you see for my business?
Your business?
In this upcoming year and anything else I need to know.
Okay. We can't always predict like a whole year, okay? So what I do as a medium is I link to your loved ones that are in the spirit world and I give you evidence of them, and also they're the ones that will give the guidance, okay? So that's how we work, okay?
Okay.
Because as I'm listening to you, obviously, saying what you're saying, I get a lovely energy coming forward from the spirit world. In this energy would be a lady. Right, thank you. And she tells me that she would be on father's side of the family. So there'd be grandmother on father's side of the family to you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and she just said swift. It was swift. So she's quite energetic, this lady. So in her earthly life, she was quite energetic. You understand?
Absolutely.
Okay. But also, do you understand that her passing was quite swift? Because that's how I feel with her.
Yes, she was 93, yes.
Bless her. 93, that's a good age. Very good age. Okay. Right, thank you. But when I actually look, she stands here before me now, okay, when I look at her, would you understand that actually she was quite thin as well? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right, okay, sweetheart, thank you. You want me to say that, do you? Would you understand also, she's telling me that she used to dribble a lot. Do you understand this? She's showing me she would have dribbled. Do you understand this?
Dribbled?
Dribbled, yes.
No, but you can go ahead.
Okay. Well, she's coming forward with this, okay? She's just saying to me, I used to dribble, sweetheart, sorry. And that's what she just said to me, I'm sorry. So she's very apologetic. She's really sweet. Second. Thank you. Sweetheart, she's telling me that you've been a little bit lonely recently as well. Do you understand this?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Right, thank you. And also, right, this is quite a personal thing, because she's talking about relationship-wise around you also. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Is it right then? Because she just said he just walked out. Now, I'm not sure if that's to do with her or you. And she just said he just walked out. Do you understand this?
She said he just walked out?
Her words were, he just walked out. Do you understand this?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Right, thank you.
Or maybe that's her husband. Her husband is sick. But go ahead.
Right, no, she just, her words were that you're lonely, and that she followed it on with, he just walked out. So it's like, did you have a partner? Have you got a partner that just walked out?
Yes, but we're still communicating.
Yeah, but she's just saying he just walked out. That's what happened with you. You understand?
Not really, but go ahead.
Well, the reason she's saying this is obviously to show you that she's still around you. She is around you to watch you and care over you, okay? But also she's just saying as well that you've been actually really quite busy. Even though you've got emotional things going on around you, she says, you're actually quite busy, like physically and mentally, she just said as well. You understand?
Yes, totally.
Okay. Right. But she said you've got to be careful not to wear yourself out, okay?
Yes, that's true.
Right, thank you. You're not sure where your energy is coming from at the moment, you understand? Because she's telling me that you've got to be careful your energy doesn't just go, go as quickly as just fade.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. But also she's telling me that you're looking actually into a different direction in what you want to do. But you're not quite sure as to what you want to do. Do you understand?
Yes.
Right, thank you. She's telling me that you need to follow your passion. You need to follow your passion. What's that?
I understand that.
But she's also given me lots of flowers. It's almost like I can see lots of flowers. As if I'm walking into like a florist. Right, thank you. Okay, thank you. This lady's telling me she would have liked lots of flowers. She would have a very flowery lady. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Okay, thank you. I always ask spirit if that's right. And, you know, how stupid of me is that? Because I know it's right because they're showing me. Okay. So wait a second. Give me a bit more. Right. Right, okay. Right, thank you. She's also talking about something that's going on around you, but you don't want to do it because it's quite some distance away. Do you understand what she means by this?
She said there's a guy around me, but there's some distance.
No. She's talking about something around you, like either work or something like that, but you don't want to do it because it's quite some distance away. Do you understand what she means?
Not really, but it'll come to me. Go ahead.
Okay. It could either be a relationship, or it could be. I feel more it's drawn towards work, like something's being offered, or something's crept up on you, or it could be something.
Oh, okay. And what does she get from my relationship with my boyfriend Lewis? What does she get?
Okay. Right. So your relationship. Right. Okay. She just said, this is the guy that walked out. Yes. And I was going, yes, this is the guy that's just walked out. Okay. Okay. Right. Right. Okay. I'm being told little bits here, okay, that your relationship is actually really quite rocky. Do you understand this?
Yes.
It's to-ing and fro-ing. But also she's given me an element of an idea that he won't be coming back just yet. Do you understand?
Okay.
Do you understand what she means?
Well, we're just having communication issues, but we're still talking, so.
Yeah, but she's talking like he won't come back. I don't know what she means by he won't come back. It's almost like he's not going to come back. If he lived with you, to live with you, or come back into the house, or something like that. But she just said, say again? Right, okay. She's talking about like his energy's moving away.
Okay. And where did you see it going?
Okay. Right, thank you. She's saying actually this needed to have been done because there's lots of stuff that is coming out into the open, she just said. Do you understand? So there's lots of things being said at the moment that are coming out into the open.
Okay.
Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and also she just said some home truths are needed to be heard as well. So, thank you. And she just said, and it's also needed to be balanced out. So things in the relationship weren't quite right anyway. Do you understand this?
Okay, but she said they will be balanced out.
Say again?
She said that it will be balanced out.
Down and... I didn't quite catch that.
She said it will be balanced out?
Balanced out. The relationship needs to be balanced out.
Okay.
Okay. Because there's no balance to it. But she's saying, home, thank you. And she's pointing to my throat. And she's saying, things need to be said. So you need to get things off your chest, both likewise, as a balance. Okay?
Okay, yes, that's true. Yeah, because I was the one that walked away. I wanted him to get some things together, so he feels as though I didn't care. So that's what she's talking about.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go. Okay. I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart. Okay. This lady is lovely. Okay. Right. Thank you.
Do you see a time frame when we'll turn it around?
Okay. Let me see. Is there a time frame?
Yes.
I'm asking because I did need to communicate
more. That's what he wanted to hear. He thinks I don't care.
Yeah, I'm actually asking your granny at the moment, so just give me a second, okay? Okay. Give me a bit more. Is there a time frame? Right. Sweetheart, she's not giving me any time frame with this, okay? She's saying, actually, it's going to take as long as it needs to take, okay? But you've got to concentrate also, okay, thank you, on what's important to you. Not just the relationship, but your life she's talking about, your work. It's all important, you understand?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. So I can't give you a time scale. She's not giving me one, okay? And I only go by what Spirit gives me. So I'm going to have to leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. If you want to listen to the reading again, just to get clarification, please go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM after the show, okay? And you can download it and you can listen to it at your heart content, okay?
Are you Mike?
I'm not Mike, I'm Nick.
Okay, thank you.
Wow, okay. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you. So guys, okay, just to let you know, this is the Nick Humphreys Medium Show, okay? Not the Mike Davis Spirit Medium Show, okay? The Nick Humphreys. So if you want a reading from Nick, I'm here. If you want a reading from Mike, okay, then that's on Sunday evenings, okay? So just to clarify that, okay? I am Nick Humphreys of www.nick-humphreys.com. Okay. Hello to everybody in this. Oh, bless. Everybody in the chat room. To Bertha and Nicole Johnson. Hi, everybody. Obviously, Pam as well. I think Pam, I'm not sure if Pam's coming back. Bertha, no, there is not going to be any singing tonight. As you can hear, my voice is like a bit husky. So, there's, I don't know. I think maybe I've. Everybody came down with something at this show that we did. So, can you give me a love scope reading? If you phone in to the show, I don't do any readings in the chat room. Okay? Don't be sick. Was the recording studio for singing? No, it's not. It's not for singing. So, so I'm just being messaged all over the place. So, oh dear, you've got to love my listeners. I have to absolutely love my listeners. They're so great. So, yeah, Mike Humphreys and Nick Davies don't sound right. It doesn't. You're right, Ken. Absolutely. Nicole, sweetheart. Honestly, I do not do. No, I'm not sick. I am not sick. I'm fine. I'm probably sick in the head. Okay. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to another track. Okay. And I'm going to sort this stuff out. What's being said at the moment. Okay. Go to another track. I'll come back and we're just going to do reading after reading then. Okay. I need to get a drink anyway, because as you can hear, my voice is going a bit funny. Bless your heart, Nicole. Okay. Let's go to the music and I'll speak to you in a minute. I just love that track, Closer, okay, by Kings of Leon. What a great track, what a great voice, and what a great band. So just to clarify a few things then for you, obviously hello to everybody in the chat room. I'm being messaged. Okay. If you want to contact with me at the www.nick-humphreys.com, okay? So it's H-U-M-P-H-R-I-E-S, okay? Or International Medium, Nick Humphreys, okay? This is the Nick Humphreys Medium Show, okay? I should put a soundtrack together of all the songs he plays. Oh, I play some wicked music. Don't you think? I do play... Yeah, see, everybody agrees. I play good tracks. You know, I play good tracks. Well, you know, when I was all my upbringing, I'll tell you this story. Okay, I'm very musical. I used to play in a couple of bands. I was lead singer and I was also a bass player. But when I was 17, when I started getting really heavily into the music, 17, 18. Learning to play bass and training my voice and stuff like that. I was in this band, and at the time I went to this studio called Rogue Studio. It's a rehearsal studio, and they had a small recording unit on there as well. And I asked if he could just collect me from the studio after he finished, because he worked just around the corner. So he just happened to come through when there was a 2-bar break. I think it was 2-bar, 3-bar break within this track. So everything just stopped dead. And we heard this knocking on the door. So I quickly opened the door and let my dad in. And he sat down in his chair. Now, my dad never really listened to me play or ever heard me sing. Well, actually, apart from in the shower, he reckons, okay? And he walked in, sat down in the chair. And then the drumming came in. And then the bass, you know, I was playing a bit of the bass. And then the guitar in. Came with a screech because the type of music it was, the song we were playing, and then I just opened my mouth and let the vocals come out, and my dad fell off his chair. He was just like, I just can't believe it. I can't believe you singing. And he said to me, we went home, and it was me and the drummer. We were sitting there, and at the time I used to smoke, so I'm sitting there with my dad having a scotch and a coke, and we were talking, and he said, you know, I never knew you were so into music. He said, do you remember when you were about, I think it was like 8 years, 7 or 8 years old, we used to go to this country house. And I said, yeah, I remember that house. I said, it had a big swimming pool, it had a round TV, and it was like a space helmet TV, but really big, and really, really flush furnaces, and you know, really big, really nice house. And he said, yeah, he said, that's right. And we were talking to my friends that I knew there, and I was like, yeah, that's right. And then we all went into the garden. We all had ice cream and strawberries by the swimming pool. And he said, yeah, but do you know whose house that was? I said, no, I've got no idea. All I know is it was your friend, you know, a good friend of yours. He said, yeah, that's right. He said, but do you know who else was in the house at the time, at the same time as we were there? And I went, no, I've got no idea. He said, well, the house belonged to the owner of Chrysalis Records. And actually, in the room behind where the TV was, is the recording studio. And the likes of, like, The Who or the Rolling Stones, or there was one of the big bands in there recording one of their albums. I'm like, what? Really? Sure. He's like, yeah. You know, it's great. And then his friend actually then said to my dad, you know, would you like to drive the sports car? So I think my dad used to have a Rover at the time. We had a Rover, I can't remember what it was called. Anyway, so we get in this green. I remember it. I remember the colour vividly. Okay, this like pea green sports car, my dad's driving. I can't remember who's in the front, but I remember being crammed into the back of this sports car, and I was on my stepmother's lap with my sisters. So we weren't all in the car. I remember just a couple of us in the car, you know, going down this country lane. And we're going quite fast. And remember, this is like the 70s, it is like mid to late 70s, okay? So seatbelts weren't then used. Obviously, my dad, you know, he used it. It was when he used the front seatbelt, but the rear seatbelts, nobody ever used them. And I remember, all I remember is going down this country lane. That's all I remember, okay? And the next thing I remember is being woken up in an ambulance and seeing the wreck of this car that I'd been flung out of. Because what had actually happened, he missed a corner. He was going too fast, he missed a corner, went through the verge, the hedgerow, and then rolled the car. And then, obviously I was flung out, and then I remember something about being taken to a country, like a farmhouse, and then being taken to the ambulance, and that's where I remember most of it, and then going to the hospital. That was my first near death experience. That was quite spooky and scary. I've got a couple. There's another story. I'll tell you this very quickly. We had a wicked stepmother, one that didn't like us very much, and it was one winter. And this will explain to a lot of people why I feel the cold, okay? Because out in Norway, I felt the cold quite a lot. It was winter, and it was snowing heavily. And I was told that I could go outside and play in the snow by my stepmother. Now, my dad he's a policeman. He was on night shift, so he was home, but he was asleep in bed because he came in very, very late. Or he came in early in the morning and was in bed. So off I go. I'm out. I've got my gloves, my jacket, my hat on, my scarf, my boots, you know, and I'm out in the garden and I'm throwing snowballs at the wall and the odd cat who ran past or, you know, whatever you do as a kid. And then I got bored and I knocked on the door. I want to come in. It's not time for you to come in yet. Carry on playing. So that's what I was told. So I carried on playing, find things to do. I built a snowman and, you know, built another snowman few snowballs at the wall and the door and the windows and next door's dog, that sort of thing. After a little while, I knocked on the door again. You know, I want to come in now. I'm cold. No, it's not time for you to come in. And I was out there for a good few hours. I remember it was an awful long time. Next thing I remember is I'm being resuscitated by my dad in a bath of warm water because I'd literally froze out in the garden because I wasn't allowed or I wasn't let in. And what happened was that somebody, one of the neighbours opposite the road, the other side of the road, spotted me. In the front garden. Now, the front garden was you could see the front garden from the kitchen window. Okay, so I was actually in the front garden, and they phoned my house, which woke my dad up. I'm not clearing. I'm just telling you experiences. Okay. And so it actually woke my dad up, and they said, "We've noticed Nick in the garden, and he hasn't moved for quite some time." And obviously my dad rushed down, grabbed me, picked me up, and put me in a bath, stripped me naked, put me in a bath of warm water, and then was resuscitating me in the bath. So that's near-death experience number two. There are more, but I'm not going to go there. just a bit of interesting facts about me. So, you know, people don't realise about what people go through in their lives, and it's just one of those things. But obviously this came from the music, how much I love music, and that's why I picked some really great tracks, because I love my music. I don't listen to enough of it, to be honest. So anyway, right, so we're going to go back to the We're going to go back to the tea for lunch. So there you go. That explains why I don't like the cold. Well, I do like the cold. You know, I love winter, but I feel it. That's why I feel it. Okay. So we're going to go back to the telephone lines. And we are going to... Hang on. I'm now being messaged for somebody else. We're going to go to Paige. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Paige. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Where are you calling from, sweetheart?
I'm in Texas, and I know who you are, Nick, not Mike.
Jolly good. Okay. There's nothing wrong, you know, being called Mike. It's, this is the Nick Humphries Medium Show.
No. When I first saw it, I said the names are so much alike, and yes, that is right.
Yes. So how can we help you this evening?
I have been having a lot of dreams, and I feel like Spirit's trying to contact me and give me information, but I don't know if I'm interpreting things in a proper manner, so I just wanted to know if I could get some guidance with that.
I'm being told you can see a lot of faith as well as understanding.
Sorry, say again?
Faith.
Yes.
But also, thank you. I'm also being told about a lady in spirit that would be with you, that actually is working with you, that would be a grandmother to you. You understand this?
Yes, I do.
And she's just saying as well that she was a very open and spiritually minded person also. Do you understand this?
I do.
Okay. Now, I know you're in Texas, okay, so that's where we said you are, but she's also telling me that she would be very much into other stuff as well. I'm just trying to figure out. Would you understand that she would have dabbled in quite a lot of different things?
Yes, I would understand.
But I'm talking, not the black arts, but I'm talking like...
like cooking and sewing and she...
Yeah.
Things.
Yeah, that's... But also on a different level as well, that she would dabble in the spiritual side as well. Do you understand?
Yes.
Right, okay. Right, thank you. But she's telling me that you need to be strong at this moment in time as well. You need to be strong.
Okay.
I don't know why she's telling me that. She's just saying to me, oh, can you just tell her to be strong? Right, thank you. But also, she's talking about these dreams, okay? Because they're not dreams that you wake up and go, oh, I dreamt last night, but I can't remember what it is. You actually remember what the dream is about, don't you?
Yes, and I write them down in a book.
These dreams are messages. Not necessarily, but they are for other people. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. But not always people that you know, unfortunately.
Right.
Right. So it said to me, thank you. So a couple of things here, okay? She's talking about a fading light, like a fading light, she says. She just went into spirit like a fading light. Would you understand what she...
Oh, yes, I would understand that.
Okay. But she's also telling me that you see things as well, not just in your dream, but you see things physically.
Yes.
you need to develop this. This sounds really quite interesting.
That's what I'm trying to do. Once upon a time, I was scared, so scared, I didn't want to know. I closed my eyes real tight and pretend it wasn't there, but then now I'm ready. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. So I'm trying to work with that.
I said to Spirit World, I'm ready, and they are coming to you, okay? So now it's all about control, okay?
Okay.
So
at night,
you need to close yourself down. Do you know how you're closing yourself down?
Yes.
Okay, so before you go to bed, you close yourself down. And you say to the spirit world, I need to sleep tonight. This is my time to recoup my energy. You know, if you want to contact me, then come forward in my waking hours, okay?
And then yes, this is true, because I've had some times where I would be exhausted when I woke up. I couldn't figure out why. And then I realized it, and I thought, okay, let me sleep. And then it seemed like they stopped. It seemed like maybe they misunderstood me. I didn't mean... don't come at all. I just meant I need some rest at some point.
They just need to be told, because when you first open, I'm ready. Okay, they're going to go, oh, yes, rubbing their hands and go, right, let's just do everything we possibly can. But there needs to be control, and they need to understand that actually you need your sleep and you need your time for yourself, okay?
Right.
Right. Now, I want to go back to your sleep, okay? Because you very you wake up like you haven't had any sleep at all, okay? But in your dream, you actually go to people as well. Do you understand this?
Okay. Like a travel.
You travel, yeah. Which is fantastic. Again, you need control. Okay? lots of different things. A lot of it's imaginary, okay? You imagine yourself being stuck. Now, wait. Just go back to the bed by the rope. Thing. So you don't travel anywhere. Okay, ground yourself. Imagine roots coming out of your feet into the ground. So it's holding you to the ground, so you're earthed, okay?
Yes.
So why she keeps talking to me about voodoo? Voodoo. Why does she keep talking to me about voodoo?
Oh, I don't know.
She practiced. Did she have an understanding of it or do something with it? But she, all the way through this, going, voodoo.
Yeah, I think she have an understanding of it because my mother speaks of that, of whatever they know when they were little or growing up or what was around them, I guess. But not that she did that I know of.
Because she's saying to me, I dabbled in lots of different things. Like she looked at voodoo, she looked at, not black magic, but she looked at different things like that. So she was really
Yes, I remember her, my mother saying self-upliftment.
Okay. Why are you keeping chicken bones? She keeps talking to me about you keeping chicken bones.
Me? Wow, I don't know what that means. I wonder if it means...
Let me what do you mean bones?
You're going in and out. I'm sorry, say again.
She keeps talking to me about chicken bones, okay? So right. Okay. Chicken bones. She keeps talking about chicken bones. So
I wonder if she means something from the past of letting go or something.
It's either her or yourself, okay? Talking about a house that would have had, you would have been able to fall under the house. Would you understand?
Wow. Okay, I'll keep that. I'm not sure.
I don't know what it means, but she keeps talking about bones, and then she keeps showing me this in my mind's eye about being able to crawl under the house. But I don't know what she means, okay? But I always
I'm in Texas, but when we lived in Florida, the house that we owned does have a space underneath, but not something that I would go under, but a person could go.
Okay. Right. Well, some sort of symbolic thing there, or memories for her, because that's what she keeps talking about, okay? Okay. Give me a bit more. Right. Let's talk about yourself here, okay? Yourself. You need guidance, but it's not just me you now. She's saying you need guidance, proper guidance.
I do.
You need to find somebody that knows what they're doing, okay? Is there anything else? You understand she would have been of average height. I would say actually quite short, but to average height.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. But also, when I see her, I see a gentleman standing next to her that was quite tall.
Oh, that would be her, yes, her husband, yes, my grandfather.
Right, thank you. Right. When I look at him as well, he's coming forward, he's holding his chest, but I don't feel it's his chest or heart that took him to spirit. But he's also holding a hanky. It's also like he's holding a hanky over his nose or something like that. So would he have passed, wow, when you have passed, if some sort of illness around that, would you understand?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, great. Okay. Right, the information you're looking for isn't in the books that you're reading, she said.
Oh, wow, okay.
Understand that? Are you reading books at the moment?
I have a lot of different books with information on things that would help me, but I don't seem to stick to one. I go from this to that, the other, and it's not working. So that would give me the answer that it's not working, what you just said. It's
right.
Not what I'm needing.
Just we need guidance. Church you can go to, or a church where that they would do like a development group or circle or holistic therapy center or something like that you can go to.
Yes, I do belong to spiritualistonline.net.com and that with Julie. Yeah.
Also, she's telling me that you need to watch out for your knees. Watch out for your knees.
Okay, I have been having some problems, so yes.
You need to check your knees because she's quite concerned. Is it you kneel down on your knees quite a lot?
Oh,
is that right?
Well, not really. Praying, working.
Work. Okay. She said her knees quite a lot, and she's right. Thank you. But also, she says that you kind of struggle when you get up. You know, when you kneel down.
Yes. Yeah, she's watching me. Yes, I do struggle. I have to hold on and really bring up. Yes, that's correct.
Right, okay, there you go. So as you just said, you know, she's watching you. Okay, so I'm going to leave it. Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm in a better place now. I know what I need to do. Thank you so much.
Oh, definitely messages for others, but you need to control it. Okay.
Yes.
And really seriously, look for proper tuition. Okay.
I have a quick question. I have had people ask me what are my gifts, and my answer is always I am just always all around. I just give what I get. I don't have an answer for that. So how would I know what really I have or can do?
In my understanding, okay, and the tuition that I've got from Spirit is that we all work differently, but
yes.
We through the stages of everything from clairsentient, clairaudient, you know, to trance and all sorts of stuff until we actually find or Spirit finds something that is most comfortable for us and for them.
Oh, okay.
Depends on your energy. So, right, thank you. But you are, it's like you're clairaudient and you're clairsentient at the moment. Okay, that's what I'm being told. But things
will
always be changing. There's, you know, I went from seeing Spirit one day to not seeing Spirit at all, but feeling, hearing them. You know,
okay.
So it's always different. Always.
Okay. Right. I didn't realize it could change so much so fast. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Also, be warned that when you start properly and you start learning properly, you are going to go through a load of changes. You go through all the emotions, you know, from being ecstatically happy to immersely aggressive, okay, and then aggressive and upset and crying all the time and all just crying at the stupidest things as well. That's the worst.
Yes, I've had that happen already.
They get in the process, you know. So it could take a year, it could take 6 years, it could take longer to actually realize. Up until about 8 years ago, that I was going to be a healer. I just want to be a healer, you know. And then somebody said to me, or Spirit said to me, we want you to do trance. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do trance. They go, no, you're going to be doing trance. And then what do I do now? I do trance. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's just the way it works.
Yeah, so, well, I remember that.
All right, say that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Don't forget to listen to if you want a copy of your reading as well.
I will. And have
You're
a
welcome.
Safe trip and enjoy.
Yeah, I will do. Take
okay,
care.
Bye-bye.
So there you go. I'm just going to take a quick sip of my water. So, you know, we do work in different ways. You know, if you had seen me and Mike work on Saturday, I like to walk around and, you know, feel the energy of spirit, and they make me do silly things. And I know Mike likes to stand up on a stage, you know, and have a mic walk around, and you know, as in a microphone being handed out to people, so you can, you know, listen. So we all work differently. So, but we all are at the end of the day working towards the same thing. That's bringing peace to loved ones. Okay. So I believe. Hang on. So, I'm getting different messages here. Okay, so I know I'm having a problem with my internet. I have had a problem with my internet all day. It keeps dropping out, cutting things off. So, because Rihanna's saying, anyone else getting Nick's audio with intimate and breakup? Gosh, must be energy, because I was typing this, it cleared a little. So, anyway, there you go. The teacher does appear when the student is ready. Correct. Well, actually, that is very true, isn't it, Bertha? Because, anyway, that's enough said about that. Oh, you've lost me completely now. Okay. Okay, but let's go to our next caller. I know my signal's really weak. I don't know why, but we'll see what happens. Let's go to the next caller, see what happens. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how can I help?
Hi, yeah, I'd just like to see what messages you've got for me, please.
Okay, can I ask your name and where you're calling from, please?
My name is Nikota and I'm calling from Eastbourne, UK.
Eastbourne?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, UK callers, great. Okay, let's see what we get. Right, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, I've got a lady come forward from Spirit World for you, okay? She talks to me about your mother's side of the family as if she's grandmother to you. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Through with lots of love and also with lots of thanks to you as well, okay? Right, thank you. It's just that actually you made her life full of joy, her words were. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Sweetheart, would you understand? Can I have a look? Okay, thank you. Was it her that smoked? Because I keep seeing smoke. Was it her, or was it this? There's another lady in spirit that would have smoked, and she's making me as if I... She used to have a fag hanging out of her mouth. Would you understand this?
No, my nan used to smoke a cigar like every Christmas.
Okay. Because when she comes here, okay, and I've got to admit, she looks like she's sitting down at the moment, okay? But I just see a wall of smoke around her, okay? Right. Thank you. Right, okay, she keeps talking to me about August, okay, August being an important month. She says the celebration August, it's like almost
that's
like a thing.
That's twin daughter's birthday.
Right, okay. Right, thank you. But she just said to me then, and it was my chest, my dear, you're asking about my passing, and it was my chest. But I don't feel it was heart, I just feel it was something wrong, and she's making my chest feel very heavy. Would you understand this with her?
No, because I wasn't around her when she passed, so I don't know.
Maybe it's something that you can probably find out, okay? Okay, give me a bit more. Right. Okay, she keeps talking to me as if my mind is a bit messed up. A bit confused. Right, thank you. She's really quite funny. Do you understand? She would have had a nice sense of humour when she was on
yeah.
the airplane. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. And she's also given me a number 56. Now, I don't know why she's given me a number 56. It could be a year. It could be an age. Okay? But 56. It could even be a door number. Okay? But 56. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but I'll leave that with you. Sometimes they give us little quirky bits just to keep us on our toes. Okay? Right, but she's given me this mind block, this messing around mind, as if you're confused. Would you understand this?
Well, I'm confused.
spoke, thank you. She just said to me, she's got to a point in her life now where she's not quite sure what she wants to do on the interim. Do you understand?
Oh, right. What direction to go in? Yes.
Yourself. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, you said what direction in life to go.
I did.
Yes, I'm sorry, you cut out.
Yeah, I know, my internet's not good, so just bear with us, okay? So
okay.
She's saying you're confused about what direction to go in your life, what to do now, what to do next. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right, thank you. I'll tell you what, she makes me laugh. Every time she opens her mouth, she makes me laugh. Because she's like, just enjoy yourself. What are you worrying about? Okay, that's what she said to me. Don't be so uptight, she just said. Are you quite uptight at the moment then?
Didn't think I was. I didn't think I was at the moment, but no. I'll take what she's saying.
Okay, right, okay. And don't listen to him, she just said. Don't listen to him. Why would she be saying that? Right.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not me that's uptight. It's my husband that's uptight.
Right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, yeah. Don't listen to him, which I've not been listening to him, so yeah.
Okay, thank you. Right, would you also understand that when she was on the airplane, now I do get the feeling, and from what she's saying here, is that obviously she met your partner, your husband, yes? Do you understand this?
No.
Because
she didn't.
Right, okay, right. Just bear with me a second, okay? She is talking about the fact that she tolerated him, or so it could be somebody else within you or you're around you. Because her words were, we didn't really get on, but we tolerated each other. So would you understand why she would be saying this?
Yes.
You would understand that?
Yeah.
Right. Right. But she's also talking to me about, yeah, your direction, but also that you need to get away, like you need to, I'm not saying, like, break away from your relationship or your marriage or anything like that, but you just need to get away, you need to get some, like, wind in yourselves, she's saying. Just get some, like, freedom, a bit of life into your lungs. That's what she's saying. Right, okay, thank you. Because she just said, because you're a bit stuck. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right, do you know the weirdest thing? She just said to me, it's not to do with work, it's not to do with home, it's just to do with yourself. You'd understand that, you can take that.
Yes.
I've got to say this, okay? She is absolutely gorgeous, right? She is just a bundle of joy. Her energy is fantastic. But she says she wasn't always like this. Sometimes she couldn't quite get the energy. She couldn't quite get the get up and go. You understand that with her?
Yeah.
But when she, I'll tell you what, she was the life of the party when she got up and did go. you understand?
Yeah.
Right, thank you. What do you mean by that, sweetheart? Okay, she just said to me that you're not the only one. There are others around you. So you've got siblings or it's the family around you. Do you understand?
I sort of understand that. What she what like brothers and sisters does she mean?
Let me ask her what she means. What do you mean, sweetheart? As in siblings? Siblings. Like brothers and sisters. You're gonna tell me no. But brothers and sisters, do you understand?
I've got brothers and sisters, yeah, but I've not been in contact with them for years, so I wouldn't know.
Her words is that there are others around you, so, and she's saying siblings. Sweetheart, who's Derek? Because she keeps saying, I don't work with names, but she keeps saying, can you just mention Derek for me? Mention Derek. Who's Derek? Do you understand Derek?
No, not at the moment, no.
As I said before, I don't work with names, but please take the name, okay? Right, thank you. And who is Derek then? Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. Derek is a connection to the family, she's just saying, okay? Derek. Just take that name, okay? I'll see at the end of the reading, when the show's finished, you can download this show, so you've got it as an archive, and you can listen back to the reading then, okay? So you can just listen back at your heart's content and to figure it out. But she keeps going on about Derek. Now, I don't offer names until I hear it continuously. And from the word go, she keeps mentioning Derek. Okay, so let's move on from that, sweetheart. Let's go to this brother and sister situation. What's going on there? Right. Right. Okay. She's talking about... right, thank you. She's talking about brothers and sisters. Now, I know you said that they, you know, you don't see each other, but she's talking about some sort of falling out within the family as well. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's saying to me, now is the time. Right, thank you. I'll say this politely, because we're not getting any younger, she said. Okay. To bury the hatchet, she's talking about. Right, thank you. But she's talking about somebody, like one person started the blame. Would you understand this?
Yes.
And that came from a brother. Do you understand that also?
Yes.
Okay. Right. But this brother is actually quite stubborn also. He's always quite stubborn, but actually, right, he's older. She keeps saying he's older. But he will listen, or he will speak now. Do you understand this?
Okay. Okay, I'll take that on board.
You don't sound too happy.
No, to be... You don't know my brother. You don't. Sometimes you let sleeping dogs, you know, like you do. Let them get on with it. Okay, it's a bit of a mind blower, that one is.
And loved ones come forward for what's important at the time. She obviously feels this is quite important, okay? So, bless her heart. Okay, she's an absolute diamond. Okay, give me a bit more. Give me a bit more. Right. What direction is that in? Forward. Okay, funny. I just asked about your direction, and she said, yes, you just need to move forward.
Well,
lovely lady standing in front of me, and I'm asking about direction for you. She said, yeah, she's got... Right, thank you. Stop moving in pigeon steps, she said, because you actually take things quite slowly, where you should just be going for it. You understand?
No, I do. I actually do really understand what you're saying. I really do.
Can
I
sure?
ask a question? Can I
yeah.
ask a question?
Right.
On Friday night, I put two crystals underneath my pillow, and when I woke up in the morning, the two crystals were at the bottom of my feet. Who put them there, please?
Okay. Who crystals? Who changed the crystals around from head to toe? Who put? It wasn't you. Okay. Who put the crystals at the bottom of your feet? Was it you? Right. Sweetheart, when she talked to me about these crystals, she's talking about a gentleman in spirit that's connected to you. Thank you. A tall gentleman. I actually feel it's like Dad. Dad in spirit?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Your family's like full of jokers, aren't they, really? Do you understand this? It's like they want
yeah.
to
have... Yeah, they are.
But no, but in a nice sense. I'm not being, like, rude. But
No. Honestly, in a lovely sense, they play so many jokes on you. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But it was... Because she's saying... She put her hands up, she went, well, it wasn't me. It was Dad. And then this gentleman came in, quite tall, and he said, yeah, I put them at the end of the bed. Okay? Right? Thank you. And you understand, he would have passed with a heart condition to the spirit world. He just had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. I tell you, I love your family. Your family are brilliant. Oh dear. Do you know they're around you an awful lot because they're right. They're talking about like It's like you put something down and they literally just move it without you realizing. It's like you put your car keys down or something. And you, thank you. You've now got a specific place for something, they said, because you always go back there and you always make sure it's there. Do you understand what they mean?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But they're always moving things around.
Yeah.
Like you put, it's like your car keys. As I say, you put your car keys down, and the next thing you go there and they're not there. They've actually moved to the other side or whatever it is. I'll tell you, they are so funny. They're just both.
Honestly, they do. They really, no. really do.
Oh, God, he's hilarious.
They do keep me on my toes, trust me, they really do.
They are. I say, if I wish you were here because, like, if I know, obviously, you'll feel their energy anyway because they come around you quite a lot. But believe me, guys, I'm just talking to the listeners for a second. You know, when I talk about spirit coming closely and interacting with the medium, okay, I tell you, they are, their energy just rubs off on you. Okay, thank you. Right. It just made me feel like a laughing policeman. He hasn't got a connection to the police or anything, then, has he?
No.
Expression that, the laughing policeman. Because, because that's how he would have laughed, he said. Do you understand that?
Yes, he would, yeah.
That's what it is then, because he said, oh, it's just like the laughing policeman. Okay, but you see lights going across your room, he just said as well, because he just showed me one. You see lights going. Yeah?
Yes, okay. I see so many things, it's unbelievable.
There you go. Okay, I'll tell you what, I'd love to sit here all evening and just be within this energy, because it's fantastic. But I know I've got lots of callers on the line, okay? So please take from your lovely gran and your father that's in the spirit, okay? But also take care of yourself, he just said as well. Have you been having headaches recently?
Yes, I have.
So you need to relax yourself, sweetheart, okay? Go and see the doctor about your headaches, but he's just saying, please just take care of yourself, both of them, okay? Please take the love from spirit, because they are, I'll tell you what, they are the life and soul of the party. They really are. Okay?
Yeah, they are. Thank you so much.
But check me out. Check me out on the website and check my Facebook page, International Medium Nick Humphreys. Okay, but also after the show, when the show's finished, you can download this as well, okay, as an archive.
I will do. Thank you very much.
Bye, you take care.
And you, bye.
Okay, so... See, do you know, I love my job. I really do. They're still here. I'll tell you, they're great. They are really, really great. They're hilarious. So, I think on that note, I'm going to have to go to the track because they're making me laugh. Okay, so I'm going to go to the last track of the evening, okay? And I'm going to come back. I'm going to do back-to-back readings, okay? Until the very close of the show. So please enjoy this next track with Giggles and Love. Okay, I'll be back in a minute. Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix, classic. I am going loopy tonight. My producer just said, have we played Coldplay yet then? No, we haven't played Coldplay yet, so I have got another track to go. And no, I haven't had much chocolate tonight. In fact, I haven't had enough. So after the show, I think I might be gobbling some more chocolate. So, okay. So let's go. Oh, dear. Let's go. I can't help it. Right, let's go back to the tape and do what we're here to do. So, can we have the next caller, please? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
And can I see your name and where you're from, please?
I'm Paul, and I'm from Leeds.
You're from Leeds. Wow. What's with all the callers? That was great. So, Paul, how can we help you this evening?
Well, I would just like to get a reading.
Okay. Just a general liar's reading. So you know how I work, do you?
Roughly, yeah.
Okay. So I link to spirit, which I'm doing at the moment, and I obviously give you evidence and guidance of whatever's going on in your life at the moment, okay? But as I'm talking to you now, I've got a gentleman that comes forward, quite a strong gentleman, actually, but he tells me his energy or his physical body was actually quite weak before his passing. I want to go to your father's side of the family, but grandfather link here. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He just said to me, that's my boy. That's my boy. Okay. So he was very, very fond of you, very proud of you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Why is there a link with trains with him? Because he keeps talking to me about trains.
Yeah, he brought me my interest in trains. I like trains very much. It's one of my many hobbies that I shared with him.
Okay, great. Well, there you go. Okay, so this is obviously the evidence that we need to, so we know who he is. Okay, right. Thank you. Right, he just said to me, and we had a great childhood together. He just said, so obviously you're very fond of each other. He's saying this, okay? Right. But also he just talks to me about at the moment around you. Would you understand why he would say it's been a little bit difficult at the moment, a bit of a difficult stage in your life? Would you understand this?
Yeah, my brother's rather ill at the moment. He's here with me, and he's not too well.
Right, okay. Okay, but... Right, thank you. Why are you saying that? Okay. But he's talking about lots of different things here, okay? As if, like, the difficult times around you, okay? But also, he wants to talk about finances or money that are being overstretched. Would you understand this?
No, I don't see the issue. I have loads of money.
Can I borrow some?
Sure. I mean, how much do you want? Million? 2 million? 3 million?
Okay. So, right. He's talking about overstretching. I have to give everything to spirit tell me, okay? Your grandfather's talking about overstretching. So are you overstretching yourself, maybe? That's probably what it is.
No, not that I know of. I mean, life's perfect.
Is it? Okay, right, great. Okay, good for you. But I have to give exactly what you're saying to me, okay? Can you give me a bit more precise? Okay. Right, I've got to give it. You've got to be careful you don't overstretch yourself. But, I'll say but, it doesn't have to be as in a living aspect, okay? It could be a physical thing. So don't overstretch yourself. So are you, like, sporty as well?
No, I never leave my room.
Never leave your
room? I'm quite the neckbeard.
Okay. Right. Okay, give me a bit more information. Right. Okay, just bear me... Give me a bit more information. Right. You're actually quite a joker, aren't you? Do you understand this?
What?
He's telling me that you're actually quite a joker.
No, not at all. I'm a very sincere person.
Right. Why is he talking to me about joking or stuff like that? Do you understand?
My brother, he's quite into practical jokes.
Right. Okay. Right. Because he's talking to me about the fact that either you're into the joking side of life or that sort of thing. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Give me a bit more. He's actually a very quiet man as well. He's like, sometimes he's quite a private type of person. Okay, what's that then? It's weird. It's almost like he's sort of shutting down for some reason. It's just like he's standing off a bit now. So, right, give me a bit more. Can you come for a bit more and just give me a bit more information? Right. Okay. Right. Would you understand why he would give me the month of June? He's talking to me about the month of June is around you, so it could be important. So it could be like a birthday, anniversary.
Yeah. That's just too spooky. That's...
Okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. I mean, like, that's when my brother's due to die.
Really? My blessings to your brother, my friend, because that's terrible news. So again, do you know, I want to go back to this prankster type thing, because this gentleman in spirit is telling me that actually, when you two are together or your friends are together, that you're quite a prankster. Do you understand?
No, that's just my brother. I mean, he's sitting right here and he's like trying to hit the mic out my hand and stuff at the moment.
Right. Okay. Right. Cause is it kind of like true that you don't believe in this sort of thing? Understand
what?
That? Is this gentleman in spirit, your grandfather, who's presented himself to be a grandfather, is that you never really believed in this sort of thing before? Do you understand?
I'm doing this more for my brother.
You're doing this more for your brother?
Yes, he can't talk at the moment. I mean...
Right. Okay. Okay. Because, again, do you know... Spirit never lied to me, okay? And I'll be completely honest here, okay? This gentleman here is presenting me to be your grandfather, okay? He's talking to me and about, obviously, you've got the train link and talk about the jokingness around you, okay? That's what...
I think the jokingness comes from the time when my brother pretended to be dead for 3 months.
Right.
As a joke.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. He left home one Monday and got in his car and he intentionally crashed it into a field and then left the scene. And we didn't hear from him for 3 months. We presumed he was dead. We gave him a funeral and everything. I mean, I don't know. I think that's where that's coming from. My grandfather was very unhappy.
Right, okay. Okay. The funny thing is here is that this gentleman's spirit is actually telling me that this is a prank call as well. Would you understand why he's saying that? I rest my case. There you go. As I say, spirit never lie. See? So there you go. So I'm Nick Humphreys. This is the Nick Humphreys Medium Show, where spirit actually linked to me and never lie about the links that I get or the people that are calling. Yes, gone. There you go. There's no reason. There's no need for that, okay? This is a spiritual show where I give proper messages. This gentleman that I still have here before me is telling me that actually he is this person's grandfather, okay? And that he is a practical joker, and that's the way it is. So there you go. I've had my first prank call and caught them out. So there you go. I'm quite proud of that. anyway. So, but obviously, if you are still listening to the show, please go to the archives of mikespirit.fm after the show and download it to see where you actually went wrong, okay? So, there you go. Love and light to you, and I hope that you have a blessed life, okay? There you go. So, let's go to another caller, shall we? I don't know who we got. Hello?
Hello, my name is Jim. I'm based in Edinburgh just now.
Right. Okay. And you're Skype call, are you?
Yeah, I'm calling from Skype.
Okay. So how can I help you this evening?
I need to tell you a story first before you get it. I could basically run off that to see if you can pick up on anything.
Okay. Go ahead.
Basically, back in, oh god, when was it? It was basically around about 2005, if I remember correctly. My cousin started to get pretty old.
Right, we seem to be getting into, like, wasting my time, you know, and wasting other people's time on my show. You know, if you've got nothing better to do with your lives other than call a radio show where we try and help people with connection to their loved ones in the spirit world, then, you know, I don't know what else to say, really. I'm not going to be rude because I'm not a rude person. But please, get a life, okay? It wasn't the same guy. I think it was the other person that was laughing in the background. So, right. Okay, so let's go to a proper caller, okay? A normal caller. Maybe not. Let's go
Hello?
To the last. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Okay, I'm making sure you can hear me. This is Cece from Facebook.
Hello,
Cece. I finally caught one of your shows. I'm so excited. I wanted to come out and support you and at the same time maybe get a reading. I really wanted to find out something maybe about my finances.
Your finances, okay. Just turn you up a little bit because I can't hear you properly. Okay, sweetheart, you know, when I link into you, okay, and your energy, I get this lovely lady coming forward, and she tells me that she would have been on Dad's side of the family. Okay, do you understand this? So this would be grandmother. Would you understand
On my dad's side?
Sure. Hey, let me just ask, especially Dad's side. Yes, sweetheart, Dad's side of the family.
Okay.
You understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
I never met her, so
this is going to make it a little bit more difficult. Let's see what she's got to say. She's talking to me about the fact that her passing, there was some suffering to do with her passing. Maybe you can help, like, find this out with her, okay? I know you never met her, but she's got an awful lot of love for you and also those that are around you. I feel like she left a lot of people behind as well. Do you understand this?
Yes, yes. Her death was actually quite a mystery, and nobody really knows the truth about her death.
Well, she's telling me here that there was actually quite a lot of suffering, okay? Almost a bit torturous-like, okay? I'm not saying she was tortured, but it's almost like that, okay? Right,
okay. Yeah, I know she was dying of lupus, and they say that she threw herself from a 15-story building. But we don't know if she really did or if there was foul play really put into there. I mean, this was back along, my dad was 10 years old when it happened, so we really don't know the true story of what actually happened.
Right. Okay. Well, she's not giving me any great detail about that, because I feel that she just doesn't want people to get too upset with that, okay? I will give you as I promise, I will give you 100% of what she's saying, okay? But she is saying that it wasn't necessarily a nice passing, she just said to me, okay? That's all I can say about, okay? But she also tells me that she wasn't alone when she passed, okay? So I don't know if you know about that. She wasn't alone. Thank you. But she also said that strangers around her.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand that at all?
Strangers. I believe, yes, I can believe that, yeah.
Okay. But you want to know about your finances. That's the reason why you called in. And I know I've only got limited time here, okay?
I understand. Yeah.
Right, thank you. But she's just telling me that your work isn't working out the way that it should have gone. Do you understand?
Okay.
I actually need to know if you understand what she's talking, otherwise I'll go back to her and ask what she means. So do you understand what she means?
Yeah, I'm kind of.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, she's almost like she's throwing papers in the air and just saying everything is in the air at the moment, because everything's unsettled around you.
Yes, that's correct.
But right, she's giving me lots of tension, like you're holding your head in your hands thinking, like, what are we going to do tomorrow? What is it, you know, how are we going to survive tomorrow? That sort of situation. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Right, give me a bit more. Right, thank you. Why is she talking to me about a loss of a job also around you? Someone's had a loss of a job recently, or there is talk of a loss of a job?
I lost my job due to an injury, and right now I'm in court about, you know, trying to figure out about my disability, and that's pretty much why I'm, like, going crazy.
Okay, so let's see what else she's talking about then. Right. Give me a bit more. Right, thank you. But she's talking to me that you need to calm down, okay? Because your stress levels at the moment are going way too high, she tells me. She tells me she actually sits next to you sometimes and listens to you muttering to yourself, because you do a lot of talking to yourself. You understand this?
Yeah, I do.
Right, but you've got to be strong with this, okay? But actually, she tells me also that there's somebody around, but not family. I want to talk about a government body that's actually really good with you and good around you, very supportive. Do you understand?
Government body?
So somebody that works either in the government or for the disability or whatever it is, they're actually a really strong ally or helper. Does that make sense to you? She keeps going.
I'm hoping so.
She keeps talking to me like, you know, you just need to keep going. Right, thank you. Right. She's talking about your. You're actually with a partner at the moment, aren't you? She's talking about like living off one person's weight, one person's income. Does that make sense?
I'm just living off of my income right now. I don't have any other income.
Okay. Right. Okay, just quickly going off this, you just said to me, can you just mention September? Because September is actually really important to me also. Okay? And thank you. Anniversary, you just said. Anniversary. So again, that could be like a birthday as well. But you understand that connection with her. Give me a bit more, sweetheart. Okay.
August was her birthday.
Okay, but she
September. But September is when she passed.
Oh, there you go. Anniversary of her death. Then okay, there you go. Give me a bit more. Okay, energy is like very, very weak. That's what I feel with her. Right. She's telling me that you've got to make up your mind. You haven't made up your mind as to what you want to do next. She's telling me that you've already made your plans and your ideas up about your obviously the court or the disability and stuff like that. But what are you going to do afterwards? Because you've got to have that in place also. They're also trying to push you in one direction, aren't they, at the moment? They're trying to get you to go down one direction.
Yes.
But she said you need to go with the direction that you want to go with. Right, thank you. So you don't have to struggle. Because if you go the way that they're suggesting, you're going to struggle physically and obviously emotionally as well. I think more financial, I think that's what she means. But if you go down a bit, right, thank you. You need a sit-down job. You need a sit-down job, she just said to me. So do you understand what she means? You need a sit-down job.
Yeah, so my one question is then, is the thing with my disability and everything not going to go in my way?
Is it going to go your way?
Yeah.
She's saying it is going to go your way, but they're going to try and get you to go another way, but you need to stick with what you want to do. Okay?
Okay.
Right, so that's what she's trying to say. And if you go your way, it's going to alleviate a lot of things. It'd be better for you. But so I've actually run out of time here. Okay. Okay. Give me one last thing then. Brian. Thank you. She wants to blow you a kiss. She wants to blow you a kiss. I know it's nothing to do with your money or your finances, but she wants to blow you a kiss. Okay. So she's bringing love. Okay. But she's telling me that actually you haven't had this in your life for quite some time. Also, lots of love. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sweet. I'm going to leave you there, okay? Please send a love from the spirit world.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
So, there you go, guys. I know I've come to the end of my show. I did have another track to play, but I think I might save that for next week's show. So, yeah. Thank you for joining me this week. I'm just going to go to the chat room because I haven't been in the chat room for a great show. Thank you very much. Thank everybody to everybody in the chat room for... You're welcome to Scorpion. Please don't be... Right, okay. So guys, thank you so much. Love and light to you all. Until next week, okay? I'll speak to you all then. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show, here on MikeSpiris.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.